Churches play a vital role in any community. A symposium was held this weekend about the role church buildings play in downtown Syracuse. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, both occupied and vacant properties impact the neighborhoods.
The Mission Restaurant in downtown Syracuse was built in the 1840s and used to be the Syracuse Wesleyan Methodist Church and a part of the Underground Railroad. The Hotel Schuyler on the Syracuse University campus was a synagogue before it was renovated with green energy and environmental design standards. Participants in the Sacred Places Symposium emphasized that both are examples of success stories of former sacred places that were vacated. Murray Gould, president of the Preservation Association of Central New York, says currently operating religious buildings are also extremely important to the downtown community.
Community events, social outreach. It's where people go to Boy Scouts, Alcohol Anonymous meetings. It's a place where children are dropped off. It's where people learn. It's a community center. It's not just a religious service on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Gould says crime, declining property rates, and fire hazards are some of the consequences when congregations no longer occupy their properties.
Mitzvah Towers in downtown Syracuse has been vacant for 20-some years. We have the Holy Trinity Church that's only been vacant for 2 years. We have South Presbyterian on South Salina Street. That's not healthy.
Bob Yeager, president of Partners for Sacred Places, a national nonprofit organization, says smaller congregations often need a hand with large building repair costs.
They need to be much better at finding good uses for space, which can provide revenue streams and can bring in new energy and new people to the church or synagogue. They need to raise money from new people. They need to tell their story in new ways. They need to re-engage with members who moved away.
But, he says, Syracuse is not alone. Shrinking congregations, repair costs, and a desire to use the buildings in new ways are trends he has seen across the country. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.